I'm Erin White, and I spent my summer vacation in Krakow, Poland, and went to Auschwitz concentration camp with a Holocaust survivor who was also a twin that was medically tested on by Dr. Mengele. I have a biology degree, so I never took a class that was specifically about the Holocaust. So I had very little knowledge about it. Then I was approached by Dr. David Lindquist at IPFW, who's also a regional educator for the Holocaust Museum in DC. And he approached me about this Science of the Holocaust project. And that's where I really dug in deep to it, to the point where I went to Auschwitz. There were about 2,000 individual twins that were tested on, and only 200, roughly, made it out alive. These were very, very torturous. The twins were a perfect thing for Mengele because you can compare one individual who you did a test on to the other twin and see what the difference is because they have the same DNA. Eva specifically was injected with many different diseases to see what or how it would affect her body. If either one of them would have died while they were in Auschwitz, the other twin would have been killed by a lethal injection to the heart immediately. That way, they could do a comparative autopsy. When we were walking around the camp, Eva pointed out many of the locations that she was in, including the gas chamber and crematorium that she thinks her family was killed in. So that was very, very powerful. And then we also had a Jewish candle lighting memorial, which was very interesting. She's just a wonderful lady who would do anything for people. For about 50 years or so, she just lived in hate. Her whole family was killed, and just her experiments, that messes you up psychologically, physically, all that kind of stuff. But then through a series of events, she came across the idea of forgiveness, not from a religious aspect, but from an aspect of self-healing. And after that moment, she has ever since felt freed from that hatred, and she spreads the word of how forgiveness has helped her, and she wants other people that are hurting to learn of what she did so that she can help other people. The kids pick their topic of science related to the Holocaust, and they research it and then create their own poster or video. Some of them create a diary of a victim or a survivor. They can do whatever. It's really, really wide open, and they love it. Not a lot of them have had experience because most of them are freshmen. So they've never dug deep into it, so they just enjoy it a lot. Not a lot of them know that medical tests occurred, and they have never known the science of it. I've talked to people, and nobody really looks at it that way. And so knowing what the Nazi doctors were trying to do and what came about it is all important for them because a lot or several of the things that we know are true today were discovered through those gruesome experiments. So it's very much an eye-opener to them. They need to get the idea of genocide and how genocide needs to come to an end. And so you need to know the history of these types of things. That way they aren't repeated in the future.